Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bud Anderson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vaughn Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Stapleton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball 4. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrod is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Hassey scores. Dibzinski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrera bunts towards short. Stapleton misplays the ball. That's an error on Stapleton. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hargrove moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Hargrove trying to get to home. Evans throws the ball into Gedman who tags Hargrove who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hayes moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dibzinski bunts towards the mound. Clear juggles the ball. That's an error on Clear. Hassey moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to home to get Hassey. Dibzinski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 3 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy bunts towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Milburn covering, for the out. Gedman moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gedman moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Thornton moves to third. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thornton scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Ron Hassey now playing first base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards first. Hassey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-4 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Hara steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Hara steals third. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brennan now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Aponte now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hassie hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone bunts towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Delone moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fishlin now playing shortstop. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-4 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the mound. Brennan catches it and throws to third to double up Lansford. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.